Blog Talk Radio.
What kind of music? Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Especially like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. Hating on the low. I've been new, I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight, nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. Are you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Whole scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down, got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, 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 can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really, from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going, country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow, I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I'm flipping for show, I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot, I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now, I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight, I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face, Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah, bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I said one time for the one time, could they hate now? Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Pussy nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealousy and envy, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new, that they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window, but I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up, and you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up, but you still broke. You still broke, fuck niggas. You niggas know what it is, niggas. We getting real money over here, niggas. It's Canada Gang, nigga. I'm fresh out. What?
Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Spending like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Alright, alright, alright. Mo Benz. So welcome. This is Mo Benz, your host. Welcome to Real Adult Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and of course me, myself, and I, which is Mo Benz, and bringing it to you live and direct. It's another Sunday. So I'm just going to be holding it down for like this first half an hour. And then we have the much anticipated return of Miss Lovely Black, you know what I'm saying? So she's gonna be blessing us with her presence a little bit later on in the show. And you know, when Black been away for like a couple weeks or whatever, you know, she always got something interesting going on. So I guess she'll take us behind the curtains of her life and you know what she been up to. But for now, I'm gonna hold it down, man. So I want to shout out. I don't really have a top five list of countries, but I just want to shout out the world. You know what I'm saying? And everybody listening. You know, I'm just looking at my map. I'm calling out, man, Brooklyn. I'm in my apartment / studio / office, and I'm just chilling out, man. My week was cool, you know what I'm saying? You know, I always like to kind of touch base. I guess myself, this is kind of like a, you know what I'm saying, just like helps me get on the ball or whatever when we talk about, like, the week that was and the week that will be. So my week was cool, you know what I'm saying? Just grinding, connecting the dots. And right now, just coping with some changes just in my industries. You know, technology is really just, I don't want to say taking over. It's taking over, but then again, it's not taking over. You know what I'm saying? But it is taking over at the same time. That kind of makes no sense of what I said, but then again, it does. But I guess what I mean by that is, you know, basically, you know, you got to make technology just adapt to you. You know what I'm saying? And don't get taken out by it. You know what I'm saying? So I say that to say this, you know, in my industries that I'm in, just being real strategic, you know, the one industry that I'm in as far as, you know, my interior decorating is getting more and more technical, you know, as people want to order things online and stuff like that. So I got to really connect with my clientele in a different way. Shout out to my wife, you know what I'm saying? She came up and hollered at me. And, you know, we just got on some ideas as far as what we're going to do at our place. And that just gave me some creative juices. So when I'm working with a client, you know, I could be a little bit more personable and everything is because easy living, I think, is a big time thing, man. Like, less is more. I can't stress that enough to all the listeners out there, man. Like, don't just become a victim of what do you call it when you of hoarding. You know what I'm saying? Don't let that just victimize you. You know what I'm saying? Where you can't even take advantage of the things that you do have because you have so much stuff. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I do. You know, when I work with clients and stuff like that, I like to really get into their headspace and see what works for them and, you know, just make their home life, like, you know, chill. So, you know, holler at me on that. You know, you can always DM me via my Instagram if you want to kind of, you know, ask about my services or whatever. But I'm really going to then switching over to my other industry that I'm in as far as real estate. You know, I'm really connecting the dots on that. Because Brooklyn, man, is just, you know, that's where I'm at. Gentrification is real, you know. I rent apartments out here. You know, the price is going up and, you know, more and more. You know, it's becoming non-affordable for a lot of people that's looking for places out here. You know what I'm saying? You got all different types of programs, like Section 8 and stuff like that. But then it's like a catch-22 because Section 8 is good on one part because, you know what I'm saying, I guess if you're the landlord, you know you're going to get your money. But then on the other part, when you take on a Section 8 client, then, you know, the voucher or the people, the state or whatever that's funding this program, now they're going to be at your property like on a month-to-month basis making sure everything's up to par. So a lot of freaking owners, they don't want to deal with that. You know what I'm saying? Because they think it's just a headache and they'd just rather hold off, especially if they got multiple properties. They want to hold off until they just get that right client that don't need that, that just got the money to pay. So what happens is the people that can't afford it, you know what I'm saying, come into these nice places and nice neighborhoods, you know, these gentrified, made-over neighborhoods, and then the people that was there originally get kind of pushed to the side, man. So I'm just trying to figure out a way that I can do that. So one way is room share. So, you know, I'm not going to harp on that too long, but that's something that I am going to be providing. And, you know, I'm in the midst of just getting my headspace together as far as how I'm going to market it and stuff like that. So I'll keep you all posted. But that's really been my week, you know what I'm saying? And then at the same time, you know, doing this show and making sure it's just going to always be bigger and better. I want to shout out my guest last week. He was representing Black Orgasms Matter. And that was an interesting topic, man. Like, I learned some stuff. I mean, a lot of stuff I already knew. Let me put it like this. I wouldn't say I did learn some things, but I wouldn't necessarily say I learned a lot because I did know it, but it put a lot of things in perspective for me. You know what I'm saying? A lot of things that I already been kind of like up on, and it's just cool to see somebody, a like-minded person, like, you know, like crystallizing it, like, yeah, man, this is a vibe, and I like, you know, I've been really practicing this and studying this, and now, you know, I'm putting this art and, you know, I'm creating a business behind it. So shout out to Eddie. That was his name, man. Called up, man. Had great energy. And then, you know, Smooth has, as always, called up and he, you know, gave his two cents and, you know, we had a good conversation, a good topic. So with that being said, I guess I'm going to do the world famous chop up a little early. I'm going to save some of the juicier topics for later, just in case I get Smooth on the show or Black when she come in. So I'm going to run down.
Oh, no, wait a minute. Stop.
What's up?
Stop.
Smooth is right here. What's up? My man.
Yeah.
What's poppin'?
It's me. One and all. I'm confused.
What you confused about, man? Let me unconfuse you.
This gay ass topic.
What topic then? What's that?
Are you adult enough to apologize to your partner publicly?
Yes.
First of all, why the fuck are you apologizing to your partner in public?
Facts.
Who came up with this gay ass topic?
You know it wasn't me, man. I went on this gay. That's why I said, you know, I in my monologue, you know, I was always talking how, like, you know, Black men missing from the show for the last couple weeks. So, you know, she always into something. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, you know, this is a Black topic. You know, so I'm interested to see who Black apologizing to, or somebody apologizing,
you know,
black
man apologizing and shit. Black
yeah,
man
dude.
Apologizing and shit. I don't even know why they just came up with this fucking topic and shit.
Exactly. So, my wife asked me, so what's tonight's topic? You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, yeah. So I'm reading it. What you just said, and she looking at me like I'm about to do a public apology tonight. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like,
yeah. Oh,
what I gotta apologize for?
About to get your ass in trouble. Come on, you apologize finally. Nah,
yeah,
baby, that ain't me.
Yeah,
Black,
you know, I just had to apologize privately, but you know, I keep everything private with that.
I'm gonna make a public apology. Yeah, all right. Apologize for getting in that ass, girl.
Yeah, exactly. You know what I'm saying? Like,
how you like them
now? Facts, man. You know, like, you know, it's cool. I mean, I guess when you did something wrong, a little something, and you feel bad about it, it's nice to apologize. But look, man, I'm all about, if I got something to say, I'm going to say it. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna work it out. I'm not one to keep my thoughts to myself, especially my relationship or my marriage. So, you
but
know.
But no, the problem is the public part. Like,
yeah,
if you fucked up.
Privately. Yeah,
first of all, I don't give two flying shits. If a motherfucker catch me off guard or some shit, I don't fuck up. It is what it is. If it happened, it happened. Oops.
What you mean?
But if
catch
a motherfucker
off guard,
told me, you know, if you might say some shit, but it's incorrect,
fuck
that. Just go on ride with it.
Yeah, fuck it, I said it.
But
if
what
you
I'm
it,
saying
you
is this
motherfucker. Somewhat.
Right, but this motherfucker talking about making a public apology. Fuck you, man.
Well, that's not exactly.
Be...
Yeah, that sounds like a press conference or some shit. Like you
went
up an office and you did some shit wrong.
Like,
so
if you ask the question, man, if I'm adult enough to make a public apology, are you adult enough to suck my dick in public?
Exactly.
I'm just saying, like, nigga, hey, if you gonna suck my dick in front of everybody, then I apologize. But if you ain't willing to do it, suck a dick.
That'll be the trade-off, right? So if I'm apologizing, you gotta.
You sucking my dick in public.
Exactly.
On camera. Fuck
but,
that.
But yeah, I mean that's why I really dig our show. You know what I'm saying? Because we be like, fuck all that political correctness. You know what I'm saying? We just say what I say. That's what I said. Even last week when I was just like, you know, let's not take offense, but keep it 100. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes I might say some shit you don't like. You might say some stuff I don't like, but I ain't taking it personal. You know what I'm saying? We having adult conversations, and that's gonna happen every so often. You know what I'm saying? We agree to disagree a lot of times, which is cool. So, yeah. So that's that. We got about 15 minutes before we really dive into that and get to the bottom of things. But like I said, so now that Smooth did call in, I'm gonna get into some of the juicier topics, especially because I know my man Smooth keeps his ear to the news and stuff like that. Always wants to know what's going on. My man goes watching his money and stuff like that, seeing what could affect his bottom line. So, you know, first thing is this. You know what I'm saying? I just wanted to kind of touch base on this because I really don't fuck with this type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? But I thought this was kind of interesting. So this topic is this. Basically, Harry Windsor and Meghan Markle, you know, step back from their roles. You know what I'm saying? And Harry Windsor, because I don't get into that king, queen, prince, and all that bullshit. I'm calling them by their names or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
That man's title is Prince Harry. That nigga was born into that shit.
Fuck that, though. He's not my prince, so that's why I said I can't. The only prince I know is Ed. You know what I'm saying? The prince I know made Purple Rain. That's the only prince I know.
But the thing is, you're not from England, dog. You're not from Britain.
Facts.
But that's his official title.
You know what I'm saying? I had to look up dude's name. You know what I'm saying? That's why I said Harry Windsor. But you can never call
George Bush George Bush without president in front of it. Like, once they get that title, it is what it is.
I guess, man. But you know what I'm saying? I guess the main part was just interesting is he's kind of denouncing that in a way. You know what I'm saying? Like, it seemed like he's getting away. Like, I don't really want to be quote unquote Prince Harry. I just want to be Harry Windsor. You know what I'm saying? I got my wife, and I don't need no handouts from the royal family and all this stuff. I want to kind of start my own career with the dough I got and see if I can make my own mark aside from
Man,
the royal family. What's up?
Prince Harry has always been a rebel. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I like that about him. Yeah,
like,
I respect that.
Because, like, we people our age, we grew up with the motherfucker. We grew up with him and we grew up with William. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
William was always groomed to be king. Harry just did his own thing. The nigga was a rebel, went to college, fucked bitches, went to the military and shit.
Yeah.
And all this other good shit. But at the same time, you have a responsibility. You know what I'm talking about? You trying to fuck me. Don't get me wrong. I understand that the more kids William have, the further away from you becoming king. But you still
That's
have
my whole point. So he don't give a fuck. That's my
like,
point.
But you still have a responsibility. Like, even if you don't become king, my nigga, you still got a fucking responsibility as a royal. For Britain anyway, for England.
Mm.
That Brexit shit is real. Like, you know what I'm saying? Brexit.
Britain
is trying to get away from the EU. They're trying to get away from the euro and all this other bullshit. They want to go back to their own currency.
So that's in negotiations right now. Okay.
Right.
Because right now everything in Europe is $1 right now. That's been like that for about 20 years now, right? And kind of went into that with the new one.
It's been longer than 20 because I remember they first started talking about the euro back in 1992.
So that's the thing. So they want to break back off of that.
They want to get away from that universal currency. They want to go back to their own shit because it's not beneficial for them and shit. But at the same time, Harry has a responsibility to have like a united front off the strength of his mama, you know what I'm talking about, off the strength of his dad, for his own fucking country, so it is what it is with that shit. But he done fucked around, got him some black pussy.
Yeah, man.
And
that turned out.
This nigga lost his mind.
And she American, too, so she like, she be trying to, you know, I'm just on the outside looking at it. Like I said, I don't follow this shit like that. But I always liked him because I thought he was different. Like you said, he was a rebel, you know, and I seen him kind of grow up through the years and whatnot. And then I do see, like, I think he would be acting different if he was, like, in line for the throne, like his older brother. You know what I'm saying? His older brother going to play the role because, like, and then the grandmother, man, she remind me of my grandmother. She going strong, man. They showed her driving a Range Rover the other day. I'm like, yo, she got to be what? Close to 100. You know what I'm saying? And
she's pretty fucking close to 100, man.
She's
in her 90s. That's the damn show.
Exactly. And if she's still driving, that means she's sharp. Ain't no Alzheimer's or nothing like that. So anyway, but you know, William, he's already grooming himself because she is getting to 100, and you know she's not gonna live forever. So he like, I want this king shit because in my whole lifetime I've never, like I said, once again, I don't rock with this whole stuff.
William won't become king first. Charles got to become king.
Oh yeah, that's right. His father's still there. His father, so he would be third, second in line after that, right? Yeah, after his pops.
Right. After Charles died, then his William.
Yeah. So I think, and then so like I said, because his grandmother then been rocking out for so long, and now his father ain't like he a young guy now either. His father got to be pushing 70. You know what I'm saying? So he like, okay. So you know what I'm saying? So my point being, his older brother is just gonna fall in line because he can see himself. Oh, okay, 20 years from now, it's a good chance I could be king, and we haven't said King of England in, like I said, not in my lifetime. So that'd just be an interesting thing. So for him, you know, Harry, he like, man, fuck all that, man. That's not gonna come my way, and I'm sick of this. And now he got an American wife, and I think the American wife is just like, look, man, like I play this role and stuff like this, but this ain't really me. I want to get back.
Yeah, she's Canadian, lady.
I mean, don't get me
wrong. Canada's in North America, but you know, that's that continent.
There,
but she fuck Canadian.
Yeah, that's right. Smooth. That's why you here, man. Because you correct me when I'm a little off on that. Yeah, because I forgot about that. Like I said, I don't watch the news, man. So I'm following it like that. So I just be kind of like getting little tidbits. But so she Canadian, but I know she was acting. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Canadians, especially these mixed Canadians, which she is, man. They be doing their thing, man. Like I don't know, is there something about this mulatto Canadians? But you got, like I said, you got.
Well, like Deborah Cox, that big ass booty.
Oh, she was Canadian. I don't think she was mixed. Though,
yeah.
But, yeah, she was.
Yeah, Deborah Cox was mixed.
Damn, okay.
Yeah, she was mixed.
So, yeah, Deborah Cox, Drake.
No, we don't worry about Drake. We just talking about the bitches. Deborah Cox had the
big
ass
boot. No, but I'm just saying, though, The Weeknd, you know what I'm saying? So these mulatto Canadians, they, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, I think she wanted to get back into her acting and all that type of shit. So that's just going to be interesting to see. Now, you know, I was just kind of going through my notes and, you know, they having, like, these royal meetings and, you know, it's rumors that he was kind of kicked out and that he wanted to leave, and it's all types of shit. So it's gonna be interesting to just see how this pans out and where is he gonna
about being kicked out. You can't be kicked out. Like it don't work that way. You gotta renounce your shit. The only person that can strip your title is the queen. And the queen like, nah, bitch, you my grandson, nigga. Like we roll. Hey, no, you riding with us. That nigga like, no, there was no kicking out.
But what I'm trying to say is this. And look, I'm just on the outside of it. I was just doing my little, you know, research or whatever. And I don't know if the person, that's why I said I don't trust this. This is one of the reasons why I don't trust the news unless it comes from the source. But, you know, I was reading some stuff, and whoever this reporter was that wrote the story, that was this kind of hint, like, was Prince Harry kind of like, you know, like kicked, like kind of like pushed out in a way, because the writer was trying to portray it like Prince William, who's the older brother, was like, look, man, I don't see how you're moving, and you kind of, I don't want you to bring shame to the family and stuff like that. Basically, like, you know, I'm on this king shit. I'm on this, like, I'm grooming myself to be king, and I don't need no fuck-ups like you doing some shit that's going to, like, bring some shame to the name. That's how they was kind of, like, trying to twist it or whatever. You know what I'm saying? So,
That's the motherfucker that I don't know no better. Nigga, motherfucker been grooming William for kingship since birth.
Exactly. So,
you know what I'm
talking
about? Like, nobody even paying attention to Charles. You see what I'm saying? Motherfucker just totally bypassed Charles and was already paying
William. Get to William. Yeah, exactly.
But,
it was like one
so, like, when William got married, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It was William's duty to produce a male, but you know the first motherfucker I wanted to was a girl or some shit. Like, nah, nigga, fuck
yeah, that. I don't
keep
know.
Fucking.
Did he?
Keep fucking.
Do he got
a boy? Came out of yeah,
he got
a boy.
That, see, yeah, so that's all that king shit. Like I said, he's grooming himself. So you know, like I said, it might be some of that. Like I said, because an article was saying that he was saying Prince William was saying that. You know, I protected you as my younger brother, and I've always tried to give you some advice, and you know, a lot of times you don't listen. And so I don't know. You know what I'm saying? So we'll just see how it shapes up. It's gonna be interesting to see if Harry moves to, because I think they've been looking at places maybe in LA. You know, LA is always just a hot spot, man. People love LA. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you're a foreigner, you love the fuck out of LA, man. Because LA just gets, you know what I'm saying?
They're supposed to be traveling from Canada to America. They're gonna be hopping back and forth.
Yeah, so LA seems, especially if she's an actress, that just makes sense. the weather, you know what I'm saying? You know, L.A. is just everything that you want to do is right there. Any vice that you want to get into is right there. You know what I'm saying? You got Vegas up the street. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to be interesting, man. So I just thought that was just an interesting story. So, you know, so that's that. I'll keep the rest of it posted as that as news breaks on that, you know what I'm saying, in the coming weeks. So that's that. Now, the second interesting story is this, man. This Iran conflict. You know what I'm saying? This Iran conflict. I just think this is fucking interesting, man. I think it's interesting on a lot of levels. And it was an ill sneak attack. You know what I'm saying? That Trump supposedly orchestrated. You know what I'm saying? Like this sneak attack.
Sneak
attack. I'm going to say this. Why? Because, like I said, I'm on the outside looking at it. And, like, and feel free, because I know you watching this. I'm going to tell you why I say sneak attack.
My nigga.
Go ahead.
You know the funny thing about the word sneak attack? Sneak attack means that a motherfucker came up from behind and hit you, right?
Yeah.
But everybody's forgetting that the embassy was a real sneak attack days before.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying, Soleimani?
What happened?
Exactly. You see what I'm saying? So okay. But you got to look at it like this. An Iranian general was killed in Iraq.
Yeah.
What is the Iranian general doing in Iraq?
Exactly. But intelligence, that's what I'm trying to say is nobody, when I say sneak attack, the people who were supposed to know, of course, they knew. You know what I'm saying? So it wasn't sneaky to them. But to the American public, it was a sneak attack. You know what I'm saying? That shit happened late at night on the, what was it like New Year's Eve? New Year's Day, this shit dropped or something like that. New Year's Day, this shit happened.
Nah, it was before.
Or the second. It was the second or the first. Yeah, it was like right around that time. So, you know what I'm saying? It was perfect timing. Like everybody's, you know, 2020, New Year, who's not even thinking, blah, 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 Trump about to impeach and all this. And then this sneak attack. And so I think it was an ill move on a couple fronts. So this is why I think it was ill. So first off, like the reason why I love debates, and this is the reason why I really started really, this is when Trump really got my ear, and I started really like, okay, this guy's serious. You know what I'm saying? Like I can get behind him. And this is when I really just was like not messing with Hillary Clinton at all, because I remember one of the debates, and they were talking about, you know, certain situations, you know, how we look towards the world, and you know, foreign policy and all this other type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? So, as usual, Hillary Clinton was just doing a bunch of tough talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, Russia, they've always been this and that, and if they keep doing this, you know, we'll have to do this. And like I said, I don't know if she's really spoken this, but then this is something I found out about the whole Libya thing, and you know, when Gaddafi and they, you know, when he was killed, and that was, you know, under her, that was her basically her call, you know what I'm saying? And that shit got out of order. So to me, she was just doing a lot of tough talk, and she was just saying it, like, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't no strategic, like, let me be on a low with it, and you know what I'm saying? And, you know, I'm gonna keep a certain image for the public, and if we got to do some stuff behind the scenes, we do stuff behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And Trump, this is the part that really got my ears up with Trump. Trump was like, "You sound stupid," like, and he was just basically like, I'm paraphrasing it, but he was just like, "Why are you showing all your cards? You're saying exactly what you're gonna do." He was like, "You don't think they watch these debates? Just like, you know what I'm saying? Just like the American public, our enemies are watching what we talk about right now. So why would you say exactly what you're gonna do so they can just already take cover?" You know what I'm saying? Like, and I just thought that was ill. Yeah, why the fuck would you like just be like saying everything that you're gonna do? Like, oh, if they do this, then we're gonna do this. And then at that time, this was like when Obama was, you know, finishing office, and like I said, and that's when you was seeing so many bombings here, like this person bombing this person, and this, you know, this bomb here, and all this innocent people get bombed here, and I was just like, yo, you're seeing so much shit because it's kind of like we were showing our hands. So I guess long story short, the reason why I say sneak attack, you had no clue that all this shit was going on behind the scenes with Iran. Like, it just seemed like if Hillary Clinton was president, she would have been having press conferences. And go ahead. What you think? I mean, that's the gist of that.
Oh, move out.
Then I got some more.
Y'all gonna get on here.
Oh, we got Mike on the line? Okay, we're gonna come
back. What's happening, y'all?
What's up, Mike? Don't have none. You won't come on the phone all late and shit your gay ass topic. Don't hate on you black bastard.
Yeah, because I was going in. You know what I'm saying? I'm a put
yeah,
a football
you was lit. You was lit, man.
Yeah. You talking these politics.
Normally
you know
when he
called
in and I say, I'm coming in, but give me 30 minutes, he'd be like, Black coming in 30 minutes, so I find something to talk about. Man, listen, shout out to our top five, United States, Canada, Brazil, United Kingdom, and Canada. We salute you. Thank you very much for tuning in to the show, being consistent with the Get Down and what we got going on. I really, really appreciate you and everything that you do for the show. Shout out to Mo Beans for holding this show down consistently.
Thank you.
He has been a major pillar in the process of what's going on here, and I really appreciate him. You know, when we say this is not one of our shows, this is both of our shows, and we both put the same foot forward is to make this show
MG.
Great. Shout out to Smooth for being consistent. I must say that. To these
shout out to my dick.
No doubt, man. No doubt. Well, I ain't saying no
Smooth got
I ain't
the devil in
like
him
that,
tonight, but shout out to y'all for holding it down. This January, so fingers crossed that they go ahead and do what they got to do. It's a part of life. Shit happens, but awesome. So, back to the basics. What's happening, man? I miss you guys so freaking much.
Yeah, man. What's up, Mike? I mean, it's been a minute. I mean, happy 2020. I haven't spoke to you officially.
Nah, I haven't.
In
happy 2020,
year,
everybody.
So that's what I'm saying.
I have not been off.
Yeah, I was just telling the people and the listeners out there, you know, when you've been gone for 2 weeks, I know you got some interest in brewing. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, no, Black... It's something, you know what I'm saying?
Black is being in a very, very good place. Black has been focused. Man, shit has been moving. So let's see. I signed with a publishing company. So everything for 2020 is set to come out with the publishing company. I'm so excited about that. I don't know if I talked to y'all about that before. Just everything. Like, I'm just in my zone. I'm super duper focused. The last time I was on, I was talking about me redoing my house, and I'm still doing that, you know, every week, something different, you know, so I'm excited about that process. More than anything, I get the shop, you know? It's like,
Yeah,
you get the shop, you know? I just got a dining room table.
Okay.
And, it was different. It was kind of higher than I expected, you know. but the baby knows how to get on the chair and sit down. So I was like worried.
Oh, yeah,
like,
those counter heights
high,
are popular right
yeah,
now.
He bar height. So he's
counter,
doing his thing
yeah,
already.
Oh, bar
so
height,
cool.
That's even higher.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
because you have bar height, counter height, and dining room height. Yeah, so, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on my entire decorating shit, for real.
So, anyways.
She said hi. I thought she was talking about price.
Tonight, I did not pick the topic. I let somebody else pick the topic. And the topic was interesting because I was going to come around to this topic eventually. You know, are you...
Oh, Shane
will
answer the question.
What is the topic?
Exactly. Gay.
Would you apologize to your mate publicly? Yeah, apologize publicly, and so for real, y'all.
Yeah.
To touch on this conversation, me taking responsibility for my actions, you know, hands down, I want to say that there's no excuses. We can be, you know, and I'm a work in progress, too. So, you know, we can be in our feelings as women. We are super emotional as women. We do things that we don't think about. You know what I'm saying? We don't think about the consequences later. And also, we don't think about how we're making that person feel, because in that moment, we don't care how that person feels, right?
Yeah.
But the lasting effects of what we're doing, you know what I'm saying, can be very, very long and everlasting. And it actually can cause deeper problems, right? So whereas you're doing something to somebody, and it could have been over, But because you did this, you know, this is something that plays over and over in their head, right? We can't tell, like we can't tell a person to how we supposed to react to what they do to us. It's vice versa. We can't tell them what is enough. Well, you can't be mad no more about how we reacted to you, right? So I said all that to say I bashed my baby daddy, my bashed Juice daddy. You know, I put it on his name. You know, Chevy Pendergrass, Smoke. I've done all of this. I've talked my shit from about Smoke. You know, and the reason at that time I was doing it because I know he hated that. He hates the public attention in any type of way, and that was my reasoning behind it. But I was dead ass wrong. You know what I'm saying? Because that actually brought out a whole nother process for a very long time. And to come to a median, not saying that we never going to beef again or whatever the case may be, but public, being in the public was not the place to do that. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the place to bring our issues to the forefront. Even though at that point it was just like, okay, what can I do to, you know, get to you? And at the end of the day, it's not about that. You know what I'm saying? It's about really being grown up about this shit, you know, and handling your business. So in public form, I want to apologize to Smoke for bringing our issues to the forefront. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, I would publicly apologize. I have publicly apologized because I brought the bullshit to the forefront. So it's only right that I bring the apology to the forefront to apologize for anything that I've said and done.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Stop. Where's my apology at?
Fuck you.
And that's what I'm talking about. I don't get no fucking public apology. Now, when I say, hey, nigga, this ain't going to work out in public, but no, all of a sudden, 9 months later, she won't apologize to that nigga. What about me? I want my apology for wasting my spit.
You know what?
What?
Listen.
Oh, I'll get one.
As
right.
I was saying,
so
yes, it's big up because there's no excuses. Huh? What?
Well.
What?
She talking to them
children.
I still want my fucking apology. Fuck that.
Well, yeah. I will say,
you should apologize to that nigga.
So as I was saying, right, yeah, you see the kid, this day, they bother me. So as I was saying, like, I'm publicly apologizing because I brought it publicly to the forefront, and I should have did better than that. You know what I'm saying? Like, it wasn't worth the backlash. It wasn't worth what I had to deal with in the back end. So me publicly saying I apologize. So, you know, I feel like it's only right, especially if you do it in public, then you got to come back and clean that shit up. So, for me, that's my thing, to never bring whatever we going through to the forefront.
So what brought this epiphany? Do you just not want to bring in no bad energy going into the new decade? Or, you know,
we ain't bringing none of that energy into the new decade, man. We doing something completely different, man. And, you know, it's only right that I do what I'm supposed to do. But yeah, We're not bringing none of that out here. That's good, man.
Shout out.
We're not bringing none of
that,
in the 2020. Like, that's just dead, you know. Period. You know, we parents. And so the ultimate thing is to make sure that we can be the best parents that we can be to, you know what I'm saying, our shared individual that we have. And us having friction, beefing, and you know, publicly, you know, shaming people is not going to help us get to where we need to go.
You know what? Next time I think you and Kyle,
I would, like, publicly apologize to myself.
What you said, Mo?
I was going to say, you know, next time you're in conflict with your baby father, I was going to say shout out to Phil Mom. They had that one song that I really liked, man. That song with Sierra. Just listen to that song. You know what I'm saying? And just calm down.
What?
Like, you know what? I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I'm so sick of being lonely.
No, wait, hold on. The one with Sierra. That was the other one.
It don't matter.
You know,
it was a joke.
Yeah, the one with Sierra. Anyway, the one with Sierra was a good song. Listen to that. Get that pop. Because it had a nice groove to it. And I remember the video. You know what I'm saying? And Sierra, she done glowed up. And, you know, she was, I'm watching this game. I'm just saying, you know, listen to that and be like, you know what? Let's get back to this potential
that I saw when we first was, you know, doing what we did, and how can we rekindle that? You know what I'm saying? What can I do to make you glow back up? You know what I'm saying? That's how that
right.
And I think he would appreciate
right. And
that.
That's
you
just what it is. So
people
so
just want
listen.
Their ego stroked a little bit, especially if they're going through some hardships. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
they,
you know, you got
to
do right.
It's a way to do it, to finesse it. You know what I'm saying?
It's a way to do everything, and I didn't do it right. You know what I'm saying? Like, I acted out of anger. I acted out of postpartum depression. I acted out of everything but the right thing. And so, you know, that's just me coming to say, hey, you know, I was wrong. You know, regardless of what the issue was, like, your personal business don't belong in the forefront. And you see, I really don't, you know, everything that I post is business. You know what I'm saying? Everything that I talk about is business. So, you know, for that shit's still lingering. So, you know, you have to make do. You know what I'm saying? And you have to do what it is that to make somebody else happy. Because especially when you're wrong. So understand that your business, your personal business, don't belong on the forefront. Yeah, you know, we had our situations. We figured that out. We squashed that. You know what I'm saying? And moving on. But, you know, going into a whole new decade, you can't take the same energy that you had. You can't take the same feelings, the same, you know what I'm saying, the same issues from then to now, no matter what goes on, no matter if the shit even repeats itself, you still have to be the bigger person. So, yes, I would.
True.
So would you publicly apologize, Mo?
Fuck no.
I publicly apologize.
I asked for the man. No, you wouldn't.
Well, I publicly apologize. You know, and I've said some stuff on this show that kind of got me in hot water so often. You know what I'm saying? But it's me. I mean, I can't apologize for being me. You know what I'm saying? I can apologize to her privately. You know what I'm saying? If I really did some stuff that, you know, if I raised my voice a certain way where I could have calmer, or, you know, just whatever. You know what I'm saying? If I got really mad about something that maybe I thought about later, it wasn't that serious, but maybe I took it a little bit more serious than it should have been. You know what I'm saying? So those are the things that I apologize for, because I'm really trying to, you know, maybe watch my temper, you know what I'm saying, like, as much. So, you know, I guess in that retrospect, yes. But, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, you know, it goes both ways. It's a reason why I say I don't just be tweaking, just saying some, you know, getting loud every so often or getting angry. So, you know, it's a reason why. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to have us better each other. But at the same time, I got to know, you know what I'm saying? It's a certain way to do it. Just like how I, you know, gave you some advice on things like that, I gotta take my own advice. You know what I'm saying? So instead of me, like, you know, in the moment because I'm frustrated and, you know, things maybe aren't going as fast as I wanted to go in certain things that I'm trying to, you know, get done maybe around the place or whatever, maybe it's another way that I need to finesse it. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, so I guess, you know, yeah, I mean, I'm not afraid to apologize if I know I did something wrong. But you know what? Apologies can be cheap if you don't really mean it. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people can just apologize like it ain't nothing. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm not one to apologize if I don't really mean it. You know what I'm saying? But if I really
is that a no?
I don't know what it is. I'm trying to analyze myself.
Nigga, you said no. You ain't going to publicly apologize. You'll do it in private. That's what you just said.
That's what I said. Well, all right,
so,
I guess that's what I said. Yeah. So
now it's my turn to get my answer.
Okay.
Fuck no. Fuck no. Because first of all, I'm not a public person anyway. I keep my business to myself. I'm not emotional. So if we got
to what if your baby mama did it to you?
What? So on some public shit?
Yeah.
Like what's your definition of public? Because nigga, I'm Rambo. When it comes out to that situation. Yeah, so what do we mean?
When you say you ramble,
like if your baby mama bashes you publicly, you know, would you make her give you a public apology?
No, fuck no, because let's see. I got a lot of kids. I got a lot of baby mamas. So if one of my baby mamas decided to go off on a tangent on some public shit, man, that's all on her. Nigga, what I'm gonna do? What I'm gonna say? I'm gonna look at the bitch like she crazy. And then she, what she gonna have? She gonna get mad because I ain't responding to the shit. Bitch, I won. I'm not emotional. I don't get involved in that shit.
Oh my God, blah, 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 blah.
All right, yeah, bitch, yeah, ha, 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 ha.
So, Mo, you said you had to apologize for some of the things that you said on the show that got you in trouble.
Well, all right, not really apologize because I'm going to be me at all times. I'm never, that's one thing that I'm never going to, you know, be fake or, like, just try to, like, suppress my feelings or how I truly, you know what I'm saying? So if I said it, I still mean it in a way, you know what I'm saying? But
and that nigga Mo still in trouble for not bringing food to the bedroom.
But, wait, hold on. I'm getting kind of confused. Because, I mean, like, I don't want to come off as harsh. Like, you know, I ain't, like, saying I'm stupid, man. I just think, like, I'm never wrong. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not perfect.
No,
I got my faults.
I'm never wrong. Fuck that shit.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to go that far on the spectrum. But if I, you know, if I really did something that was hurtful, you know what I'm saying, and I, like I said, after I reflect and I look back on it, and I know, you know, I could have handled it a little better than I do. Because my wife is, and, you know, here's the thing, and I've been really on this sign shit, you know, ever since I did my birth chart, and I always been into astrology, you know what I'm saying. I'm really kind of getting deeper into it, you know what I'm saying. So I realize now that I'm a fire sign, so I'm fiery, you know what I'm saying, by nature, you know what I'm saying. I'm a Leo, and my wife is a Cancer, you know what I'm saying. She's a water sign, so she's, and Cancers are the most sensitive of the zodiac. They just are sensitive, man.
Yes,
they, you know,
they are. Oh my God.
You know what I'm saying? They are in touch with their, like, emotions, and that's why, you know, I want to give respect to the brother that called in last week. You know what I'm saying? He was a Cancer, and I could see it. You know, I could see how he, you know, he was in tune. You know, with that, and that's why, you know, that Black Orgasm Matter and stuff like that, it was a very cool conversation. I was able to sit back and see it from his perspective, really cool. And my wife, like I said, she connected, like, as far as, like, you know what I'm saying, it's just, I guess, the conversation that we were having or whatever. So what I'm just trying to say is I got to watch myself because I know I'm fire, but at the same time, you know, my wife is a water sign. So, you know, the one thing that puts out a fire is water, you know what I'm saying? So my wife has a way to do things to me that, like, you know, can, like, take my flame out. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just got to balance it. So, you know, I guess at times I just try to.
It's called head, man.
You know, so at times I just try to always do my checks and balances and just making sure that the positives outweigh the negatives. But we, you know, we clash, man. We like opposites, but opposites attract. You know what I'm saying? So every so often, if I know I'm wrong, you know, I do apologize, but privately. You know what I'm saying? Publicly, like I said, this is me. You know what I'm saying? And for this, and I tell my wife all the time, for this show, I got to really be me. You know what I'm saying? I can't be watering myself down because then the show's whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really gravitate to people who keep it 100, and they just say what's on their mind. You know, they really just, they don't kind of hold back. They don't try to give you that, like, you know, political correct answers and shit like that. I like to go beneath the surface, man, and really get into how a person thinks. And that's what's cool about the technology that we're now with social media, even though you got to handle it a certain way. And I know that's why you're saying you apologize because, you know, I guess from what you're saying,
we both in the public eye. That was not cool of me. You know what I'm saying? And to touch on that, because you just said something so important. Like, you got to be you at all times. Like, I'm me. So at the time, I was feeling how I was feeling. But see, you got a lot of people out here that's fake. You know what I'm saying? And
they put forth
this image just to, you know, just to feel a certain way or just to make somebody feel a certain way, but you're not talking about them, you know, outright on a platform, but you're talking about them to other people. You know what I'm saying? That's going to then talk about them to other people. And you know what I'm saying? So that shit can go on and really extend itself, you know, in a crazy manner. For me, I just went public, you know, and said, okay. But some people can't handle that. You know what I'm saying? Like, they'd rather you not know that you talking about them to other people and be phony. And me,
yeah,
I'm just real.
Phony,
so
yeah.
I was just very vocal.
And that's why I've always gravitated to our show and this platform that we have, because that's the name of the show, Real Talk. You know what I'm saying? Like, it ain't no political correct shit. Like, we just say what how we feel, and that's what's authentic. So
So, yeah, man. But at the same time, and I think it's interesting that you said that, too, because social media, I'm noticing, just, you know, because I've been studying it, man, especially, like, and there's only two platforms I use, which is Instagram and Twitter.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? There's only two. Facebook, I don't really fuck with. Facebook is like, you know, like a phone book. I just have it just so, you know, Cleveland people can, you know, I can keep track or whatever. But anyway, it's a form of therapy for people. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
People like to just vent on social media, and that shit can get interesting. Like, I'll be here for it. You know what I'm saying? If I'm like that person, like, you know, like, I feel what they talking or whatever, I'm here for it. I'm all in. I got my popcorn. I'm like, oh, what the fuck she about to say now? What, you know what I'm saying? What's about to happen next? But at the same time, that's where you gotta, I guess, as a person that's putting this out there, that's where you gotta, like, let me not go too far because you know, people watching. You know what I'm saying? That's how it is. Just know people watching. You know what I'm saying? People watching.
And then also too, that people are watching, and you never know what a person going through. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you never know. Like, how would you feel if everybody was kind of like out for you? You know, everybody was against you. Everybody, you know, just looked at you like you wasn't going to make it or you was going to fail, and didn't nobody really want positive for you, right? And this is something that basically, you know, I touched on today because I see so many people, you know, I see some things, you know, and people will be right there with you as long as your life, you know what I'm saying, shit ain't going right. There's drama. And then when you clear the drama out, then they not happy that you cleared this drama out. You know what I'm saying? Everybody got an opinion and everybody got something to say. And if you not strong enough to nip that shit in the bud so that they don't feel like they got something to say, then guess what? You're gonna be brainwashed with negativity. And the one thing about me, one thing that I see though as black women, you know, the thing I can't understand is that, you know, you create a child with somebody and then, you know, y'all fall out. You know, y'all, these bitches be, they like, shit, we fell out forever. You know what I'm saying? Like, ain't no such thing as forgiving. But it's a reason that you got a child with this person, because you wouldn't have a child with this person if it wasn't meant for y'all to be. You know? Anything could have happened to that child.
Wow, hold up. That's a lot.
Wait, hold up.
That's
well,
a lot.
Well, no,
you
just
that's
got
a lot,
soulmate. You know, you different.
I don't hear that
but,
shit.
But, you know, like, women
want to
see you peeping with another man.
Yeah,
and we so brainwashed that.
I got caught up. I was tricked.
We so brainwashed that we go with it. And that's not okay.
I said no.
That's not okay. We have to, as women, we have to, you know, we got to start taking up for our brothers more. You know what I'm saying? We got to start trying to figure out, you know, how. You know what I'm saying? I see women that will completely shit on their baby daddies, but then, you know, moot from down the street. She ain't got damn kid by him, but she giving him money, putting money in his pocket, but you calling your baby daddy broke. So if you calling your baby daddy broke, why don't you give your baby daddy that same energy that you gave moot from down the street and then see what he can do?
Yeah,
I tried it before. People
bitch.
Change. You ain't the same person you was 30 days ago, so let alone how you going to discount him for trying to say he the same person he was a whole year ago. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I mean, I just, like, me too. You know what I'm saying? Me too. Like, I had to wise up. Like, this is not what we doing. You know what I'm saying? And
nice,
for the most
man.
Part,
that's
you have
good.
To think about the kid in the situation. No, I don't want to come and raise my child without, you know what I'm saying, his father. I don't want to do that, you know? Yeah, I can do that. Everybody know I can do that. But I don't want to. And that's not right. That's not fair to my son. That's not fair to me. That's not fair to his daddy.
That's the main thing. Kids never ask to be here. You know what I'm saying? They're here, and that's a circumstance. You know what I'm saying? So they shouldn't have to suffer because the baby mother and the father. I mean, I know things happen, situations happen, nothing perfect, but, you know, like, that's, you know, that's how we look at it. And, you know, maybe that's easier to say not having kids, but, you know, it's just, I mean, at this point, I'm on the outside looking in with that, so I only can get my opinion from, you know, from that perspective. But,
you know? Right.
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. So you have to just be focused, man, and you can't let people, because, you know, the one thing they say, burn to the feather. You know, she a hater, so you're going to be a hater too? You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to pay attention to who you allow to feed your brain. You got to pay attention to who you get your brain food from. You know what I'm saying? Because the shit that your homies say, if you just didn't agree with nothing that your homies say, you wouldn't even be around them. How you going to be around somebody that you don't feel like y'all on the same level mentally, but you still around them? What's the point of that?
Yeah,
you're wasting
that.
Your time.
Yeah, I don't do that.
You know what I'm saying? You have to agree at some point. Women like women around them with something in common. So if you ain't got nothing in common with that person, then it's time to slide on. It's time to, you know, do something different. But, you know, it's just very important because social media is so easy to get wrapped up into. It's so easy to go and vent on social media. So, you know, for me, yes. Yeah. And that was, like, real hard. You know, I've been through way crazier shit, but I was just in a mold. And it's no excuse for what I did. There's absolutely no excuse for what I did. I can't sit back and be like, I was going through postpartum depression. You know, I regardless of what I was going through,
because in a moment, you was like, fuck that. That's so funny. I mean, it's not funny, but.
Yeah, nigga, I still know my apology. Nigga, I ain't get my apology.
It's interesting that you're doing a 360 because in the moment, you was in it.
Right, because I ain't taking that energy in 2020 for what? That's what they want you to do, you know? Mm-hmm. It's so many people that want you to lose that you forget about winning. It's so many people that want bad for you that you feel like they genuinely care about you, but all they want to do is stop you from being the best you. They don't give two shits about what you're doing and how you're doing it. They just want you to be the worst you that you can be. They life messed up, so they don't want your life to get no better, you know? So, you know, that's where that came from. And I did not choose this topic for tonight. I didn't. Did I choose the topic for tonight? But I'm going
to
be a grown woman and step into the topic and give my public apology. Because my baby daddy didn't deserve that.
Wow. That's great, man. That's good, man. 2020, man.
What's happening with the porno bitches?
What's this? What's happening with the porno?
Yeah, I mean, fuck that.
Look at who's switching the topic.
Okay.
It's all off topic.
Tell me, like, what's going on with the porno bitches?
I'm working on a model and things for next week because next week I won't be on, but I'm working on a couple people trying to see which one is coming on. I kind of thought that it was gonna be like a co-host thing, like when they come in, everybody co-host, just to catch the flow of what's going on when people come in. But I've been more than anything. Give me his cup. I've been more than anything talking to people. Getting them to do these guest appearances. So I actually have a big-time BBW model that has agreed to come on to the show. And I'll let you know a couple that, more I know before anybody else, but she's doing her absolute thing, okay? And I love it. I love it, man. I watch her thing. It's a couple of them I watch all the time that I absolutely love and adore. Man, listen. I posted about a guy, a male talent coming on, and then he had something to do. I thought he had a lot of work on his page. I did not know what was on his page because I actually didn't look. Yeah.
Wow. So man, when you send me that shit, hey bro, you need to send me the link for the bitch. Cause you're wrong for sending that link for the other shit. I'm like, man, nigga, I'm on Pornhub. Like, man, this nigga better be fucking a bitch eventually. This ain't right. God don't like this.
Oh, man.
But yeah, the dude had one video. He had one video where he was fucking a bitch. The bitch had like a Care Bear tattoo on the booty. I'm like, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, what tattoo?
A Care Bear tattoo, nigga. Care Bear. Care Bear stare. Yeah, Care Bear.
Okay. Go see what he wants.
Mm-hmm. Nickelodeon.
Okay.
Yeah.
Man, y'all crazy as hell. I didn't see. I didn't look. I didn't go and look what he had on his page. So, I apologize. I apologize because that was something that I should have probably paid attention to before I started promoting the link, And, it is what it is. it is what it is. He wasn't able to come on at the last minute anyway, so it was no love lost that way.
Right. Well, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's all about adaptability. You know what I'm saying? So everybody's
right.
You know,
I mean,
and
we Gucci,
you know,
we still
even
found our way.
Or whatever. I mean, like, look, I ain't promoting, like, I ain't trying to. I saw a dude's name. I was like, yo, dude, if he was on the show, I'm like, dude, I'm not about to call you that. You know what I'm saying? Like, what's the, we gotta, I'm about to call him.
I'm about to come with another name to do that. And we're going to rock out on this show because that's not going to happen. But, you know, like I said, you know, everybody's got a story.
Like, yeah, man. The next caller.
Like, hey, K-Biggity, how are you?
Yeah, say your name, nigga. Yeah, yeah, like, fuck
that. That was just, that's, you know, that was first and foremost. So, but, you know.
You
know, like I said, everybody got a story, man. So, you know.
Lord, talk a lot. Fuck that.
So.
Hit, look, from what I hear, Smooth said his page looked like something that Mo Benz would have put up. The happily married, you know, man.
Oh, shit. Wait, hold on. Did I want to put up? Okay.
No, nigga, don't lie. Don't look good.
I'm like, oh, shit.
Motherfucker,
yeah,
boy, look.
Like, so, I guess I won't
said, boy, we lucky that nigga didn't call in.
Okay.
So you would have went to that nigga pay like, man, you just beating his meat. What the fuck?
Oh,
y'all childish. We love everybody. They're assholes.
No,
so
I'm
gotta
a baby.
So that's what's up, man. So hey, so what's up? So we got about, you know, we of course we got this last half hour. So we want to get into the world famous chopper. What's up?
Man, shit, rock it out. I'm sorry. Y'all know me. I fade to black because y'all get into topics that I don't be wanting to talk about. Let's shout out to Ari Moneybagg, yo. You know every relationship that you have that's in the limelight, everybody say it's fake, it's this, it's that. I see the difference between Moneybagg, your relationship, and Meg Thee Stallion and Moneybagg, your relationship. You got to think about it. Moneybagg, yo, is dealing with Roc Nation. And also, Meg Thee Stallion is with Roc Nation. So, of course, it's only fair that Roc Nation put Meg and Moneybagg Yo together because Moneybagg Yo was coming out with a project to make him back hot. Of course, we know that's how the labels do. So, Meg Thee Stallion and Moneybagg Yo was definitely for, you know what I'm saying, entertainment. You can tell how they was when they was together. It just didn't look authentic. But he is just really, really riding with Ari, you know what I'm saying? He was the first to step out in.
Let's set this up properly. You said Moneybagg Yo and who?
And Ari.
And Ari the Don. She is, what is his name?
Oh, Ari
G,
the Don.
G Herbo. Gerbo. What did you call him?
Okay.
G Herbo,
okay.
Baby mama. I don't know these young rappers.
Nah. This is the reason why you said that, because it was so funny. Because I've been rocking.
That
out,
bitch on porn,
like,
man.
Okay. No.
Who?
Yeah, Ari.
Yeah, Ari down here on porn.
What I'm saying is that's why.
Man,
here's
I ain't seen her on no damn porn, huh?
Okay,
hey, nigga,
but
the reason I love me some Ari the Don.
The reason why I stopped, I'm just saying black, we just want to make sure that you say Ari the Don, because a lot of listeners might have thought you meant Ari Lennox, and that was like a funny thing. I'm going to talk about a little bit later.
Okay, Ari the Don, no.
Yeah.
They look completely different.
Ari
the Don,
the
real Kyle sister on IG. I love me some Ari, you know what I'm saying? She's by the business. She's a self-made millionaire, you know, getting to it, you know. A lot of people don't think that, you know, their relationship authentic, but I see how he rocking with her and she be out there wherever he at, you know. And so you have one relationship and it don't go right. You get into another relationship, then all of a sudden you a hoe, you know. Since Ari has been on the scene, Ari has been with G Herbo, Ari has been with the boxer dude, and then she's been with Moneybagg Yo. Now, you know, that's just
she's
how it
wild,
is
though.
To society.
She like Steve Harvey's
Steve Harvey's daughter. She getting around like that.
Oh, no, she's not like Steve Harvey's daughter. You are a damn lie. Lori Harvey is a whole thing out here in these streets, man. And she ain't got to be out here like this. And she is just like, fuck it, you know. No, you know, Lori Harvey and Future are finally, like, officially coming out, like, hardcore. They celebrated her birthday in Jamaica with her friends and,
She's gonna date her future.
Yeah, she's gonna be pregnant soon. I give her 2 months, so she's gonna be the next one to have her baby.
Oh, nah. You know what? I got a theory.
Whatever.
This whole pregnancy shit. But real quick,
I'm fertile, but that nigga Future fertile. It's different.
Nah. Here's the things, man. Because I'm just throwing this out there. Because we're going into 2020. There's a lot of black folks starting to really get some real money, and I'm seeing a trend. The trend is, especially with these, like, chicks with these little bodies and shit, and they trying to keep it, the trend is about to be this, what do you call it?
Surrogate.
The surrogate. That's the shit now. The surrogate. So these chicks, they keep their bodies together. They ain't got to, you know what I'm saying, go through the whole motions, and it's they baby. And now that's about to be, I want to get, like, one of those surrogate people on the show. You know what I'm saying? I want to, like, anybody out there do the surrogate thing, trying to get into the surrogate thing, holler at me on Twitter, Instagram, wherever. Email me when I go through all the, you know, house clean at the end of the show. But that's really about to be a thing as we go into the future. I'm trying to tell you, the surrogates is about to really come up, and these chicks that's like supposed bad bitches that got their body all dope. You know what I'm saying? That's about to, they about to have kids without having kids. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but go ahead. I just want to say that because that's been on my mind.
Yeah.
Y'all crazy.
You know, I don't know about all that, but
I think so.
Yeah,
I
most of these people they have in surrogates, so you're absolutely right on that.
$10,000, $20,000.
Candy.
What the hell
else
was I gonna say? Big ups to y'all be throwing me off with these long ass conversations, but yeah. So yeah, Future. You know, la di di la di da. Whatever. Let me see. What
else
is in the news?
He just dropped the album. Yeah, Money Bag. You know, I was trying to give it a listen. I don't know, man. I think he's kind of like a lot of hype. I hate to say it. You know what I'm saying? Like, big ups to Megan Thee Stallion. I'm messing with Money Bag. Yo, I don't know.
Nah, that nigga ain't a lot of hype. I mean, that motherfucker been around for a while, man.
Okay, so he put out. Okay, y'all hold him down. I'm just
like, the nigga's been out for a while. Like, the motherfucker been doing his thing. So I ain't gonna say that shit.
Okay.
All I'm gonna say is that,
okay,
you know, Meg Thee Stallion got a fucking godchild.
Shout out to the black line. Yeah. Be like yourself and nobody else, I think. I think that's the line, something. That my baby daddy got going on. It's B-L-Y-K-E. Be like yourself. Let me see what the hell this line is. So shout out to this T-shirt line because it stands for a lot. What does that shirt say? What does black mean? Be like yourself and what? And nobody else. Be like yourself and nobody else. So it's the B-L-Y-K-E movement. That's a good, you got some good stuff coming with that or whatever too. So,
that's good stuff right there. It's cool.
Positive moments and what people have going on. That's it for me. You know, this Iran thing. It's a lot of hype. What you look at, what comes to the forefront in the media, but Iran has been doing stupid shit well before this time has come about, but it's not hit the media. And now when Trump go over there and kill somebody, it's Trump's fault, but Iran has been doing shit, you know what I'm saying, to us, and we have been just looking over it, and oh, it's not like that. Yes, they are aggressive right now because they have to continue to keep up that momentum with what they've been doing. Well, trust, lay around. It ain't that serious.
I'm not really sweating it on that, but that's all I had for the rough finish chop up. Well, getting back to the whole Iranian conflict is this, right? Like, I never want to get too cocky because, you know, that's when you know what I'm saying? Never underestimate what could happen, you know what I'm saying? So I never want to come off that way. But just looking at it from a strategic standpoint,
And like I said, I already, you know, kind of said how I felt this whole sneak attack and everything. But when you really look at your map, Iran is surrounded. You know what I'm saying? It's like we've been kind of like putting this together for a minute, because if you look at Iraq, we already had that. We already got bases set up in Iraq from that whole war situation that we had there. Afghanistan, of course, that's on the other side of Iran. You know how that goes. We got troops over there maintaining that, because that was getting out of hand with the whole Al Qaeda situation and all that.
No.
And then what's up?
No.
Go ahead. What? Go ahead. Talk to me. That's
like,
what
you
saying.
Need to look
go
at
ahead.
What's been going on for the last 7 years. All right.
Okay.
The troops that you had in Afghanistan, the troops that you had in Iraq, remember, they did that surge, that mass exodus. You see what I'm saying? So when they did that mass exodus 5-6 years ago, motherfuckers say, we will be back within that region within 8 years. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So like, no.
Yeah.
We came up with all these promises, and then we backed out at the last minute. So, no, nigga. Iran is not surrounded.
Okay.
Iran has allies in Afghanistan, allies in Iraq, because they've taken over fucking Iraq.
Yeah,
why do you think the fucking Iranian general was in Iraq? That's why he had
But he got though at the same time.
Of course.
So there's eyes there.
We could have
banked
that nigga years ago.
Yeah, but I'm trying to say is it's surrounded. Like, there's eyes there. Because what I'm trying to say is this. Because we've had conflict, and when I say when we have conflict, we've moved in there. So we've surveyed the situation, and you know how this propaganda shit goes. Like, okay, like, when we say, like, all right, we ready to, you know, bring our troops out of there and, you know, everything's cool, that's because we didn't condition somebody that we trust to, like, okay, we're going to put you in charge of this. Now, shit.
We made shit worse. We made shit worse. Let's not forget I've been over there. We made shit worse.
Okay, and that's what I said. That's why, I'm leaning on you for what you bring in, too. But I'm just saying, like I said, I'm on the outside. Like, that's what I'm thinking. And then is the other thing. And then you got Saudi Arabia over there. We never really had no beef with Saudi Arabia. Saudi Arabia getting money. They got their oil. You know what I'm saying? We got like a nice little, it seems like an understanding with Saudi Arabia. We know they.
Osama bin Laden.
What's up?
Used to be a Saudi prince. The motherfuckers that ran into the Twin Towers was Saudi Arabians.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? Saudi Arabia has always been the ones that financially backed all the bullshit.
Exactly.
So
they got money.
Don't sleep on Saudi.
I'm not. But I'm saying is I wouldn't call them an enemy either. They're kind of like playing both sides of the fence. They just all about the money. You know what I'm saying?
Look, you just shot me. We're not enemies.
What?
You shot
what?
Me, nigga. Oh,
what? What
I've been hit.
What?
I mean, fucking Saudi Arabia is shooting your ass from a distance. You're still a fucking enemy.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is this. Here's the other thing. Like, look at, and you've been there, Smooth, so you can touch base on this. Look at, if you look at the map, look at freaking Dubai. You know what I'm saying? Look at Dubai. You know what I'm saying? It's like we Americans, we go over to Dubai. Now, hopefully it stays this way, but we go over to Dubai right now friendly. If you get money or whatever, that's like a nice, cool little vacation spot. And that's the first ill vacation spot in the Middle East. You know what I'm saying? Where we can kind of get down with this Arabian culture. You know what I'm saying? We can get over there and chill. It's a little bit more relaxed than this other thing. It's real futuristic and all that shit.
It's
where is that?
Abu Dhabi and Dubai.
Exactly. And where is that? If you look at that, that's right across from Iran. So what I'm just trying to say, we kind of got eyes on Iran. And you know, and Iran, it seems like they want to be, they you know, they're close to Abu Dhabi and Dubai. So they seeing that. Like,
Abu Dhabi, that's cool, but Abu Dhabi and Dubai, they not about that violence, nigga.
But what I'm saying is this. Here's the point I'm making, Smooth. They're influential. Look how close they are. I mean, if you look at that in radius to the United States, that's like, oh, look at Miami, and I'm in New York. I'm like, damn, I like how y'all living down in Miami. Or, oh, I'm in Cleveland, but I'm seeing how y'all living in L.A. They looking at that from the same perspective. Iran to Abu, you know what I'm saying? They like, damn, why we got to be, why is everything so controlled over here? Why is this, why is that? So that's the conflict. It seems like, especially the younger generation, they seeing the internet and they seeing how people are living and they like, yo, I'm sick of being controlled and it's, you know, I got to be covered up and all this other stuff. You know what I'm saying? So there's a conflict of interest.
No, because they're still covered. They're still covered in Dubai and in Abu Dhabi. But you got to look at it like this. When you have people that have money on the left and I'm going broke on the right, but I have all the guns, might makes right. You see what I'm saying? And I'm going to run up on your ass and take what you got.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Okay, that's anywhere. You know what I'm saying? If I'm hungry and I see you eating.
But it's a matter of time before that happens.
You talking about what? Before Iran goes into Abu Dhabi or Dubai? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. If push comes to shove. Because like the UAE, every once in a while, they have to impose sanctions. But then at the same time, they lift the sanctions and they still got to fuck around. They got to pay those motherfuckers. They're paying them protection money. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, I'm just saying it's real strategic what's going on. And I think personally, like I said, once again, I'm on the outside looking at it, this is what my intuition is telling me. I think Trump is trying to appeal to the people that want to be more left. You know, they want to be more like the United States. So he's like, look, I'm on your side. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get rid of this ruling dictatorship that y'all got over here. You know what I'm saying? So that's kind of like a conflict of interest in their own country. So now you got some young people like, nah, I want to be more like America. But then you got some people that's like, you know, really Islamic extremists. No, like, no, it's here. It's like this way for a reason. You know what I'm saying? So that's the conflict. But what I'm just trying to say is, you know, and I'll never say never. I'll never get too cocky because, you know, anything can happen. But at this point, I just think it's been strategic. Like, this sneak attack was well thought out before it happened. You know what I'm saying? So it's just going to be, you know, interesting to see what happens. And then the other thing that I'll say this about Trump or whatever, and people might take this the wrong way. I hope not. But he's always come off as this person to me too. Like, look, and I think this was in a debate. Like, if I'm going over there and we doing this, like, I'm trying to, like, conquer some shit, like on some old school shit, like on some, like the way that used to be, Napoleon style or whatever, Genghis Khan or whatever. Like if I send my military over there, we impose our will, we trying to just take this over. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's always been in play too. So it's just gonna be interesting, man. So I pray for any of the troops that have to go over there and whatever, because I don't want to just be, I'm just, you know, analyzing the kind of situation from afar, you know, and I hate talking war and shit like that because people lose their lives, innocent people lose their lives. But, you know, that's the conflict that we got going on. So I'm going to leave it at that. You know, as more things happen, I'll keep people posted with the world famous chopper because I do think it's interesting what's going on over there. But it's nothing to take lightly. I don't want to act like I'm laughing about it or anything like that. But, you know, from the outside looking in, that's just kind of what I gathered. So that's that. And let me see here. What else we got? What's up? What's up? Wait. Okay. All right. I don't even know what that was, but we're going to keep it moving. Got about 10 minutes left in the show. So shout out the other thing in the news real quick that I thought was kind of interesting. Shout out to Power. I'm a big Power fan. Shout out to 50 Cent. Thought he did his thing with this show, but it's about time to wrap it up.
Things be going down.
What's up? Yeah, it's about time. Okay, it's about time to wrap it up. You know what I'm saying? And we back on this. We're in the final season with Power and everything. And it's been good. You know what I'm saying? Like, so basically, it's all about who shot and killed Ghost. You know what I'm saying? That's the big thing. And what's dope about it, what's ill about it is we've seen it from different perspectives. Like, I guess the season finale that they had a few months ago, you know, Ghost gets shot. And then at the end of the show, you're seeing everybody, like, leaving his club and don't nobody know who did it. You know, you saw, like, you saw Tommy leave. You saw Tasha leave. You saw Tyreek leave. You saw Angela Valdez, her sister, leave. You saw Dre leave. You saw Lorenz Tate character leave. So each episode, so far, two episodes since the, you know, the final episode has aired. And the first episode was Dre, you know what I'm saying? So it showed his perspective, you know what I'm saying, after the night happened. And then this last episode from yesterday was Angela's sister's perspective. And I'm hoping, like, next week it'd be Tasha or Tyreek, so, or Tommy. So it's been interesting, man. So shout out to that. You know, I think it's a good show. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so that's Power.
Who shot JR in this bitch?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? So that's
who
that,
shot Mr.
Man,
Burns?
So. Right? So that's it. That's how that's leaving. Oh, and then speaking of, this is what I want to touch base on, too. We was talking about Ari. You said Ari. What was her name? Ari the Body or some shit y'all said? The chick that's
the Don.
Yeah, Ari the Don. So I just want to shout out Ari Lennox. And, you know, hashtag happily married man. But, you know, I done got like a little crush on Ari Lennox, man. And it was funny because, you know, we was talking about social media and shit like that. And her social media live been kind of lit. You know what I'm saying? I mean, her IG live. You know what I'm saying? And the one thing I dig about her, and I know you're not on social media.
I don't do social media, man.
Yeah. But what's kind of cool about her live is it's just interesting because she could be on it. It's like, I feel like I'm like, not that I'm on a date or something like that, but you know, like back in the day when you just be talking to somebody on the phone or FaceTime or whatever you do, it's just real intimate. You know what I'm saying? Because like, you know, and like I just got hit to her like a few months ago because, you know, when Walmart called in, we talk about how like R&B and shit like that. And we was talking about Lizzo and Summer Walker and Ari Lennox. And at that time, I didn't know who the fuck she was. Then I started listening to, you know, the different albums. And I was like, damn, you know, out of all three chicks that we talked about, I was just kind of feeling Ari Lennox. I was like, yo, I like her vibe. You know, she sounded like Erica. Like, somebody said she's a mixture of Erykah Badu. If you could, like, put Erykah Badu and Adina Howell together, mix them, you have, like, Ari Lennox. And I was like, okay, that's an interesting, like, little mixture if you could do that. So anyway, long story short, the point I'm trying to bring is on her lives, it'd be lit, man. Like, every day she on there. She'd be on there for, like, an hour and a half, 2 hours. It's like she's doing a show. You know what I'm saying? I'd be getting a lot of inspiration from her. Just like, how can I do the show? Because it's just her talking, and it should be interesting. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she just go back and forth with, like, the people that be typing little shit in there. But I just wanted to shout her out, man. She's dope. And, like, you know, she's down with Dreamville. You know what I'm saying? So J. Cole put her in position. And she really, you know, she's just blowing up, and it's just organic. You know what I'm saying? She's from D.C. And I just like her wave, man. So, but it was just funny because I guess that's why I wanted to tell Black when she say Ari, say the person that she was, Ari the Body, because some people might think Ari Lennox. She said, like, a couple of days ago on her live, somebody was like, I don't know, getting at her. It was like, oh, yeah, you know, what's good? I guess he slid into her DMs. And he was like, oh, by the way, are you dating Money Bag Yo? She like, Money Bag Yo. You know what I'm saying? So she was just like, hell no. Like, I'm not. Nah, you know what I'm saying? So I was wondering why she said it like that, but obviously people got her mixed up with Ari the Body. So I just thought that was funny, man. So shout out to her, man. She's doing her
Ari
thing.
Ari the Don.
Yeah, well, yeah. But shout out to, you know,
Ari the Don, Ari the Body. It's all the same.
Exactly.
No, it ain't, because he got it fucked up.
That bitch,
when you say
body,
the body, you think about
he might have brought it, but that bitch
got
a little motherfucker.
Word, I'm having to check for this Ari the Body, Ari the Don. All right.
Ari the Don.
She was,
when you keep saying the body, I'd be like, Buffy the Body in this bitch.
Yeah, remember her? That's a throwback. Buffy the Body. Yeah, right? What happened to her? Where's she at right now?
Buffy the Body, old ass. She got a club in North Carolina, you know, doing her thing.
Okay. Oh, so she put her money to use, thing. She was
she put her money to use.
Ain't that bitch younger than all of us?
Hell no. Buffy? No. Buddy Buffy older than all of us.
No, man.
Buffy is older, honey.
Yeah, she was
Buffy was younger, man.
Nope.
Yeah, she had, what was that?
But,
Tony,
you know, she's doing her thing. So make sure you guys check out the website, thenewmisslovelyblack.com.
Yeah,
I have a lot of press coming up. A lot of press coming up. So my next interview is on the Decent in Order show. I will be on TV, Roku, Amazon Fire TV Stick. You could stream it. You can, if you don't have Roku or Amazon Fire TV, you can also check it out on YouTube or on the website directly, January 26th, which is also my birthday. So I definitely will not be in on that day, on that Sunday, because it is a Sunday. And then I pick up for my media run for my next book dropping in March. And I'm just really excited. So make sure you guys tune in. Follow me on social media. You can access my social medias directly from my website, thenewmizzluvlaclac.com. And, yeah, we can rock it out because we got a lot of good things coming. 2020 has came in super-duper amazing, and I have zero complaints.
That's dope, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a new decade, new energy, new money. Let's get it. What's gonna be the title of the new book?
Oh, I ain't released it yet.
Oh, okay. All right. It's under wraps. Okay. All right. So, yeah, definitely looking forward to that. So, definitely, you know, we got about 5 minutes left. So, as always, you know, if you want to be a guest on the show, tell a friend or tell a friend, log on and listen. But you can definitely contact me via email. That's going to be mobins, M-O-B-I-N-S, at gmail.com.
I'm still waiting on
the Twitter page.
The link for the porno, bitch.
Yeah. Send that link to Smooth, you know what I'm saying? Let's see what's good with her for next week. But definitely follow the Twitter page for the show. That's Real Adult Talk, T-A-W-K. You know, keep it lit on there. I keep it lit on there. Yeah, so definitely do that. And then, you know, follow my regular page on Twitter, man. I just keep it positive on that one. You know what I'm saying? I got my yin and yang. Not that I'm negative. I'm a little bit more raunchy on our adult, Real Adult Talk, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, if you just want positive energy, definitely follow Mo Benz on Twitter. And then,
bitches older than us. God damn.
And then if you want to put a face with the voice, you know what I'm saying? Definitely IG Mo Benz, MOBINNS. And be on the lookout for a real estate page. I think I'm going to be launching pretty soon. So that's it, man. Like I said, positive energy in 2020, man. We just keeping it going, keeping it moving. And, we're just getting to it, man. So, yeah, that's that. We got about 4 minutes left, man. Shout out to the playoffs, NFL playoffs, you know what I'm saying? So them Tennessee Titans doing a damn thing, man. Real quick, I'm going to get my sports report. Tennessee Titans went into B-more. You know, Lamar Jackson, I was bigging Lamar Jackson up, you know. Lamar Jackson broke Michael Vick's record, you know, 1,300 yards as a quarterback. I thought that was phenomenal. But my man, what was the running back for Tennessee? Derrick Henry was just beasting. And, you know, Tennessee took them out. And then what else we had? We had, Kansas City came back on Houston. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, Deshaun Watson, he up out of here, man. But shout out to Patrick Mahomes. You know what I'm saying? And then on the NFC, we got the 49ers. They took out the Vikings. And then, you know, Aaron Rodgers beat Russell. So that's it, man. Should be an interesting, I guess, you know, NFC, AFC championship. And we'll see who'll be in the Super Bowl. So that's it, man. That's really all I got, man. I'm going through my notes, man. We got about 2 minutes left. I don't know, man. Anything else y'all, you know, y'all tripping on from the last week or whatever? You know what I'm saying?
Nah, shit, you know me, man. I don't trip.
Well, man, so you sound real comfortable right now, man. That's good, bro. Sound you having a good time. You know what I'm saying? Sound you laid up.
Yeah, rubbing on some nipples.
You know what I'm saying? I get that vibe. But you just laid up, and, you know, you just chilling out. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up, man? You know what I'm saying?
Black,
so, yeah,
that's
it.
6 seconds,
10 seconds, what they said. How many seconds we got, Mo?
We got a minute. About like another minute.
Okay, then that's what they said, 60 seconds.
60 seconds. So what else, Black? So we gonna get this BBW chick on the line for Smooth next week or what? What's popping with that?
Smooth don't like BBWs, man.
No, I
just want
like
you to fucking link, nigga. She ain't never
send
a damn
link.
There.
Not one of Smooth Baby Mama's a BBW. Not one of them. And he got 12. So.
Okay. He might see what's popping with it.
No, nigga, she owed me a link after the last bullshit she sent me, man. Like, man,
right. But that's it, man. So, this is how we do each and every Sunday night. We'll go talk, with the
I will post the link in a few, and you guys will have that information up on Twitter as usual.
You send that shit to my goddamn phone. I don't Twitter.
The show link. Get your mind out the gutter. The show link will be posted.
I'm always in the gutter.
It was so good, man. I missed you guys. So next week we'll have somebody on the show. It'll definitely be a surprise. I thank you to everybody that's tuning in. Salute to Brazil. I see you climbing the charts. Salute to UK. You're climbing the charts. You're holding down a number two spot. Salute to Canada. The United States, of course, California being our biggest market, and everybody else that tune in around the world, man, tell a friend and another friend to tune in. Thank you for tuning in to Real Talk with the new Miss Lovely Black and Mo Benz. Till next time, peace.
Everybody be safe. Peace.